Welcome to a brand new week. Good Monday morning. This is Jim O'Hara with a check of news on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR. It's 4 after 9. A new pilot program aims to increase the overall health of some towns in eastern Iowa. Here's IPR's Natalie Krebs.
The Iowa Rural Vitality Coalition is made up of experts from Iowa's three regent universities, Wellmark, and the Iowa Rural Development Council. Edith Parker is the dean of the College of Public Health at the University of Iowa. She says they're in the process of gathering a large amount of data, that so they can eventually help the communities, both located in the eastern part of Iowa, make the most strategic investments in public health.
Sometimes you don't consider that as a community of, you know, if I build a trail, then that's money I maybe could have put into the school system. And at the end of the day, you know, which lever is really going to kind of be more impactful.
The coalition anticipates the project will last several years. It formally began in April. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
In sports tonight, the White Sox host Cleveland. The Cubs play late in Los Angeles and the Cardinals are off. In NFL Monday Night Football, the New York Jets play in San Francisco. WVIK Quad Cities weather today mostly sunny with a high near 81. Overnight clear with a low of 52. On Tuesday, sunny, high near 84. Coming up on Think, with all the disagreement about how to interpret the Constitution, maybe we need to consider that the problem is the Constitution itself. Why this document, written for a low-population, rural society 200 years ago, has trouble incorporating modern life into its scope. That's at noon today on Think here on WVIK. Quad Cities, NPR.